This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. Pre-pandemic, pre-COVID-19, I would leave our little homestead near the banks of the Ojolote and drive up to Tucson once or twice a month. I like Tucson. Well, I love Tucson, and I didn't like what was happening out northwest of town where we lived many years ago. You know, development was strong out that way. We had a 4-house-per-acre development going in right up to our property line, and I became crazed. I was sad. I was frustrated. I was off my rocker. This was 26, 27 years ago, and during those years, over those years that we lived near Thornydale on Overton Road, we had camped and hung out in the uplands of southeastern Arizona, and we fell in love with the upper elevations, and I began to think it would be nice to live where the mesquites and oaks met, where mule deer and white-tailed deer crossed paths. So we started looking around in the borderlands for something we could afford. You know, we were going to have to sell our acre and a half of Sonoran Desert, surrounded by homes. But we found something in the uplands. Oh, yeah, we did. 25 years ago, we moved to the uplands. We love our place. I got to tell you, though, I still love Tucson. And, of course, I love the Sonoran Desert. And I got to tell you this, too. I love the old-time landscapes in Tucson, especially in the older neighborhoods. When I worked at a nursery near the Santa Cruz River and A Mountain is also Sentinel Peak. A Mountain is modern. Sentinel Peak is ancient. But, well, anyway, what I was saying, when I worked at that nursery there on the banks of the Santa Cruz, on my breaks, I would drive or walk or run through the nearby neighborhoods. I enjoyed it. It was just a blast. I enjoyed it so much, I expanded the range of these excursions to different neighborhoods. You know, it was just an old white guy, that's me, cruising the barrios, windows open, looking at plants. Not the plants of the new developments, you know. Folks who bought a new home in those developments back then got a front yard landscape package. This home comes with 1 California pepper tree, 3 Texas Rangers, and 5 purple trailing lantana. Splat! Or we got the Chilean mesquite option, 1 mesquite of questionable South American lineage, 3 petite pink oleanders, and 5 ice plants. Splat! Sure, the older neighborhoods had exotics, but it was more interesting. There were no package deals, no splats. So, you know, you, in those old neighborhoods, you'd see a huge carob tree and a yard surrounded by Ocotillo cane fence, or a fence row of tall prickly pears, Opuntia ficus indica, edible fruit, the young paddles for nopales, olive trees, citrus trees, agaves mixed with aloe vera. I loved the madness and still do. There was one plant, a vine, that I fell in love with back then, and that love has not faded. San Miguelito, Queen's Wreath, Coral Vine, bunch of other names, but clusters of hot pink flowers on a vine that climbs over anything in its way. Oh, that vine makes a house a home. That vine made a barrio a village. That vine said to me, and still does, Tucson. Here's what's cool. You don't have to drive too far south into Sonora to see the San Miguelito, this Queen's Wreath, growing in the desert, clambering up and over ironwoods and into saguaros. Man, perfect, right? Perfect. A Sonoran desert native plant that gives Tucson sense of place. Antigonon leptopus, the genus, couple Greek words, I think. I don't know what it means. It means something like in place of knotweed. I'm not sure. Leptopus, the specific epithet, slender-stalked. Well, it's a vine. And in case you're wondering, it's in the buckwheat family, Polygonaceae. Oh, that vine. It takes me to wonderful places. Old Tucson homes, trips south. A couple years ago, I bought a couple of those plants from my friend, the grower, the marvelous grower, Bernie. I planted them in a sunny spot and placed rocks on top of them, you know, to keep the roots warm in the winter. A few weeks ago, I got Ms. Mesquite, and I pointed to some leaves coming out of a pile of rocks. Do you know what that is? I said. She studied the leaves and exclaimed, "Oh, San Miguelito, Queen's Wreath! It reminds me of Tucson." "Yeah," I said. Me too. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.